I have Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso on the line. And Jeff, President Trump is not wasting any time. He's already rolling out some major steps in Chicago in terms of immigration reform. Can you give us some details on how this is happening and what people are saying about it?
Yeah, it's a new day in America. At the moment, the president was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. There's now a new posture, We saw a new posture on the southern border with asylum seekers, border crossers, now stopped in their tracks. As they were in El Paso and other ports of entry as of noon on Monday Eastern time, and being told not to enter, that they face arrest, prosecution, and if so possible, the possible application of force under President Trump's emergency order. He's also using the U.S. military to assist Border Patrol agents who are now unleashed to be able to do their jobs that they've been paid to do, but haven't been able to do in 4 years. And he's sealing the border. Biden's catch and release parole program is now gone. His CPB One app that allowed illegals to easily get into the U.S. is shut down. Dangerous cartels, including Trente Aragua, now declared foreign terror organizations. Some of the many executive orders and actions that he signed, also that EO to end bipartisan, it's birthright citizenship, which is, that's not a bipartisan thing. And much of this isn't really not necessarily, I mean, I think he can expect a fight. He's already seen legal challenges on the EO over the birthright citizenship and the challenge because, you know, it's the 14th Amendment thing. We'll see how it plays out. But the White House responding saying, look, we're in the right and we will win. We'll see what happens. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement action is already underway in the U.S. We just heard from Tom Holman, who tells Fox News it's happening now. And it's going to continue to happen. There were some questions on whether or not Chicago was going to be ground zero. There was some sort of leakage of information that it was going to happen in some enforcement actions. But who knows, Julian? I mean, this is an administration that likes to keep people guessing.
Right.
And so we'll see what happens, whether it's today in Chicago or tomorrow or next week. The president has told you, and Tom Holman has told you, that it's going to happen. I would probably take their word for it, but we'll see. You know, local groups in Chicago, including Latino organizations and others, now mobilizing resources and offering guidance to help individuals who are here illegally understand their rights according to these groups and to be able to prepare for potential enforcement actions and, you know, also to hide from ICE. Chicago police reaffirming its adherence to the city's welcoming city ordinance, the sanctuary city ordinance, and ensuring that it will not assist federal immigration authorities in enforcing civil immigration laws. But it also goes on to say leaders with CPD, they say that they're not going to get in the way. So there's that. But, you know, I would expect, you know, with Tom Holman saying, if you get in the way, we will arrest you. I expect to see that as well. You know, President Trump won't say exactly, you know, when these ICE raids and cities will occur, and neither will Tom Holman, but that it has to happen. And according to Holman, you know, actions are already underway.
Well, you hit it right on the head, Jeff. I mean, it is a new day in America. We're barely 24 hours in, and we're already feeling that momentum for change. And I have to say, those who are considering, you know, taking a stand where they don't want to help ICE, I would take President Trump and Tom Holman at their word. I don't think they will tolerate that for 1 second.
Well, I mean, look, it's, you know, the Senate just passed the Laken Riley Act. So if there's an illegal out there who gets arrested for something, you know, for any crime, whether it's, you know, shoplifting all the way up to murder, the bill mandates, the law would mandate that they be deported. And look, if local governments and state governments are not going to help, or at least if they're going to hinder in that process, that would make it a federal crime. So we'll see. I mean, you know, left-wing press is already doing what it does, and we've seen the crying migrants down at Ciudad Juarez and other places, you know, because they have to turn around and go back to wherever home is.
Mm-hmm.
Under this, this is all fueled by a mandate that came in November.
Right.
That gives the president and the Republican-controlled Congress, following that landslide victory, it gives them the mandate to do that. And all polls, every one of them, overwhelmingly shows that most Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent, you know, Black, Hispanic, most people are for this.
Right.
They've seen the you know, what happens as a consequence to open borders policy. And it's why we've been talking for months, gentlemen, about the scene at City Hall in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
where you've got so many people from the South and West sides, longtime Democrats now wearing MAGA hats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we're done with the city. We're done with these immigration policies that are destroying our city, taking away resources from us. We're done. So, yeah, I mean, you're starting to see a sea change. How it all shakes up, I guess we'll probably see in real time.
Yeah, we will definitely be keeping a close eye on it, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again real soon. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, thank you so much.
Thanks, Julian.
All right, have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.